I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on in, it's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass, you guys with us. A lot to get to on a Thursday. Rhea Hughes in studio at 11 as we start to turn our focus to Week 7, Eagles-Giants, and hopefully a season that continues in the right direction, or gets in the right direction, I should say. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, sometimes the best revenge is success. Like, remember that. And I just want to say real quick, and this is not a shot at anybody, but I just want to say thank you for all the people that listen to our show. I'm not a numbers guy. I'm not. But the numbers came out. And damn it, Joe, we doing some numbers up in this thing.
Well, we appreciate everyone who listens to the Midday Show.
Everybody. Even if you don't agree with me most times, or Joe, but thank you for listening. That means a lot, especially coming back to the city of Philadelphia. And coming from another station and doing pretty decent, and to come back to the city that I actually played in, and people to listen, that's humbling. That's really, really humbling.
Well said, Hugh. We appreciate every one of our listeners to the Midday Show. We love you guys. And we hope we have together a season that ends in the playoffs. You know what? That, when it comes to the Eagles, Hugh, that was expected. It was expected when this season began that the Eagles were a playoff team. In fact, I remember when we got asked to give our predictions, and they put it on social media, like all the predictions here, everyone picked where the Eagles are going, right? Their record and pick where they're going to end the season. And some people had them in New Orleans. You know, some people, like, you know, the guy to my right here, had them in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. Some of us had them, you know, maybe making the playoffs, winning a game, getting knocked out in the first round. But if I remember correctly, every single one of us here, hosts at WIP, people on air at WIP, everyone had the Eagles in the playoffs. So we can't all pretend now we knew this was going to be choppy. Now, maybe you thought it would be choppy, but we all thought it would end in the playoffs. And you sit here today on, what is it, October 17th? October 17th, and the Philadelphia Eagles are 3-2. And Hugh Douglas, as I sit here today.
Do you have that? I know what you're about to ask me, but do you really have to ask, Joe? Do you really have to ask? I mean, seriously.
Do you? Well, yeah, I'm going
to
ask.
Do you have to ask?
Well, I'm asking you and the audience. Hugh?
Yes!
You still believe this is a playoff
team?
All
listen,
right, all right.
So much so that I've made Ike promise to ride with me. Ike ride with me. He said he would. He said it on air twice. He said it on air once. And he said it. In the break room one time, too. So he rolling.
Right, to the New Orleans?
Yeah, we're going to New Orleans.
For the Super Bowl?
But here's the one caveat that I he was like, he has to drive. I ain't letting Ike drive. He can't drive. But maybe I shouldn't have said that because he probably listening. But, yeah, I'm driving. He ain't driving.
So you still believe, after watching the first five games and the up and down and Sirianni, this is still a playoff
man,
team?
Man, listen, bad analogy time, right, since we're on the road this morning. Mm-hmm. You ever, like, dated before you met your lovely wife, when you were dating in the dating pool and you met somebody and she was a little off, like she was a little wild. She was fun.
Sure.
You still dated her, right? Because you thought that at some point eventually it would change. It probably never did, but you had fun trying to make it happen.
But eventually it fell apart. Like this.
You know what? I'm sorry because I forgot where I was going with this analogy. It was because it sounded like it went. But you get what I'm saying. It's, you got to try to. Yeah, I believe. I still believe. I got 12 games.
So you're just going to have fun 12. And see what happens.
Yeah, 12.
We got 12 games.
12. Yeah, I got 12 games.
Okay.
Now, if I'm being honest, this weekend is going to be a huge indicator of how strong I have these feelings moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Huge indicator. Huge. But as of today, at 10:06 on this beautiful Thursday, I'm still in. I'm all in.
All right, Hugh Douglas.
Pedal to the metal.
Even with some evidence mounting that this might not be a playoff team, or certainly doesn't look like one right now, Hugh believes this is still a playoff team. Here's where I'm at, and I did pick him to make the playoffs for the season. I don't feel it right now. I don't think I'm watching a playoff team the way they've played so far. And a couple things stand out to me. Number one, they're not good at anything. Like, to be a playoff team in the NFL, I believe you have to be good at something. And I'm not sure the Eagles are good at anything. Now, they're not terrible, but they're not good. So right now, the Eagles are 18th in points per game. That's below average. That's their offense. Even though we have a lot of names here, right? We got a lot of talent. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Lane Johnson, Jalen Hurts. Saquon Barkley, it was a big story this week, of course, going back to play the Giants. 18th in points per game. They're 18th in third down conversion percentage. They're 13th in yards per play. So nothing about this offense is anything more than mediocre. Then we got the defense, all right? And they're coming off actually one of their better days. They're 25th in yards per play. They're 20th in opponent passer rating. Jalen Hurts is right now statistically a very average quarterback. So I'm looking at it.
I can fix this, though.
I know, you can. I'm just looking at the picture here. I'm squinting to try to see it. So
Joe,
I see an average offense that should be better.
And a subpar defense.
Subpar defense. Yes. And I have a coach who's a basket case. So I've got all this going on, and I'm saying, how are we making the playoffs?
I prefer the words crazy like a fox.
Okay.
I prefer the words crazy. But this is where I feel, and I'm not a coach, but this is where, in my thought process, I feel like this is an easy fix. You can fix the defense by simplifying the offense. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Mm. As Eagles fans, if you've been watching these games and you feel the way that I do, it just feels like, for whatever reason, this offense is disjointed at the beginning of games. It feels like we rely heavily on big plays. And if we don't get those big plays, then for the most part, our offense sputters. I have a fix on that offensive side of the ball that will help fix the defense. First and foremost, I would probably run more. I would run Saquon more. I would do more short pass stuff. I would do more intermediate passes. And I would be more of a methodical offense. And what I mean by that, I would be more of an offense that dinks and ducks down the field. Now, that's not exciting as we would like it to be. And that's not our philosophy. And I know that because we got two multi-million dollar receivers that we paid a ton of money to. But I think in order to get this defense comfortable, that helps them. Because now I'm playing a possession game, Joe. I'm limiting the amount of possessions that I give to any team, especially a team like the New York Giants. New York Giants are kind of like us. They have in the sense that their offense is still trying to find themselves. Their defense is pretty good. So what I would do, I'm slowing that pass rush down. They're not that great against the run. So I would put a lot of plays. I would have more of an emphasis on trying to exploit that weakness on them as opposed to putting the ball in the air and putting the ball in harm's way, because we see how that works for us. So that's the way that you fix that. And you let this defense play the way that keeps them off the field a whole lot and also puts them in position to be a little bit more opportunistic.
215-592-9494. Hugh, I hope they listen to your fix, and I hope we get it. Right now, I feel like I'm watching an average team in a lot of ways. They are below average scoring points. They're below average stopping people on defense. The coach is all over the place. And the other factor in this, because it's not just how good you are, it's what the competition is. The competition has changed. Two things have changed in the NFC compared to some other years. Number one, we may have a team in the division we didn't see coming to this extent.
Man, you saw it.
But I did and I didn't. I thought Washington could be a 9 or 10 win team. Mm-hmm. But what if they're an 11 win team? That makes it harder. The other thing is, what's the competition to get a wild card? Let's say Washington's going to take this division. Might happen. Are we getting a wild card? I'm looking right now at the end of this weekend, depending on how this shakes out, depending on who wins, who loses this weekend, we could have in the NFC 14 of 16 teams between 3 and 5 wins. They're all together. They're all together. That NFC North has 4 good teams right now. Okay? The 49ers aren't going anywhere. We lost to both teams that could come out of the South. So that's a tiebreaker we lost. We lost the Falcons, we lost the Bucks. Right now, as I sit here on October 17th, I don't believe the 2024 Eagles are a playoff team. 215-592-9494. Kyle, what do you feel? And we all felt it was a playoff team, even if we had questions coming out of training camp. Kyle, what do you feel today as we enter week 7?
Yeah, I feel like we're just a mid team at best. Now that we're like 5 weeks into the season, you're seeing other teams find what their identity is, hit their stride, like especially offensively. Like, this is what I expected the Eagles to look like when you watch a team like Detroit going up and down the field against Dallas. Like, that's what I expected the Eagles to look like by this point in the season. You had enough weeks to install this new Kellen Moore, whatever offense it is that we don't know is Kellen Moore's. And it should just look better right now. They just look clunky. They don't look like they're a top 7 team in the NFC. Like, they feel like they're an 8-win, 9 team at best. And it's, I pretty much look at it this way. If we lined up against almost anybody in the league right now on just, you know, Sunday at 1 o'clock, anybody, I don't go into any of those games, those matchups, with confidence that the Eagles are going to come out and win. Like, I mean, I get the division seems weak right now, but I don't think we're a better team than Washington is. That could change at the end of the season. But like I said, if we went and played Washington today, I think we'd get freaking dragged.
Last week,
good thing we don't play them today.
Well, we don't. We play them next month. Last week, Washington went to Baltimore, and lost by a touchdown. The Eagles probably would have lost by more. I mean, I think we're being real about it. A couple weeks ago, Washington played the Browns, and they beat him by 3 touchdowns. We beat him by 4. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get on the record here. Today, do you believe the Eagles are a playoff team? Like, we all believed it coming out of training camp. Do you still believe it? 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up, and we'll let you hear what are they saying nationally and locally about the Eagles and the kind of team we have here in 2024. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zilli, Rhea Hughes will be in studio with us at 11 for our weekly spot. Lots to get to today, including a lot of the offensive players discussing what the heck's going on with this offense. Why can't they score more points? 18th in the NFL in points per game when you have this much of the money on the offensive side of the football. It's not good enough. They have to be better. Hopefully, starting this weekend against the New York Giants. Right now, I don't believe we're watching a playoff team. Hughes still believes. Kyle's with me. Where are you at? 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from some people out there that we know well, some voices we know, including Ron Jaworski. He still believes this is a good football team.
It's a good football team. You know, I went to the tape on both sides of the ball last night. I think offensively you can see the dynamic offense that we have when everyone's healthy. You know, Jordan Mailata injury is going to hurt for a couple of weeks, depending on how long he's out, but you can see that there is talent on this offensive side of the football. So I'm very impressed with the talent level. And actually, I was very impressed with the defensive side of football. Now, I know it's easy to say, well, Deshaun Watson, Cleveland Browns, bad football team. But I like the way that Vic changed up his game plan. The young players flashed. I'm telling you, this is going to be a good defense. Now, maybe not this year, but it's a year or two away from, I think, possibly being a dominant defense.
Well, that was encouraging what he said at the end, that the young players on defense, there's something there.
Yeah.
But he did say it might be a year or two away. I mean, it's a weird thing to watch this Eagles team because you could see the bones of something down the line.
Something special.
Mitchell and DeJean and Carter.
Bryce Huff.
And maybe Bryce Huff. I'll give you a maybe. But, like, I'm trying to put the puzzle together and how it fits right now, not 2 years from now.
And I'm with you.
I agree with Jaws. I like these draft picks they've made recently, especially this year with Mitchell and DeJean. I'm looking at them like, all right, the defense is not very good. Maybe not horrendous. Maybe it's a little better than last year, but it's not very good. The offense should be good, but they're not. Like, how many more weeks of mediocre offense till we say it's just not a good offense?
I'm holding out hope. Again, like I said, this is one of two things. This is no middle ground when it comes to this team. Either we're going to see a turnaround this weekend, or it's going to be more of what you're talking about.
Yep.
I feel like even though they're playing against a really good defense in the Giants, I'm holding out hope that this is the week that we look like we're starting to move in the right direction. You know what the funny thing about this is? The first game in Brazil, outside of the turnovers, offense didn't look that bad.
They moved the ball. They had some explosive plays. I agree with you. It's gotten worse.
I feel like Saquon Barkley's, to me, is the catalyst for this because I've never had a chance to play in a regular season game the team that, you know, I went against or whatever. They played against the Jets, Jags, and the regular, you know, whatever. Saquon Barkley's in a unique spot because he gets to go to a team or play against a team that really was disrespectful to him.
You're right. He probably feels slighted because he was their only good player for years.
And he was one of the most popular players in New York. And let me tell you what I think is going to happen. He's not feeling it right now because in a press conference, he's saying all the right things. He's being a professional. But, baby, come Sunday morning when he wakes up and he goes into MetLife Stadium and he starts to think about all the blood, sweat, and the injury that he had on that field, he's going to think about that. He's going to think about the way that he felt disrespected. He's going to think about that phone call that everybody named Mama saw Buddy make on national TV talking about, hey, we ain't going to resign you, but hey, if you find somebody else to give you a job, let us know. He's going to think about all that. He's going to get pissed. And he's going to go out there, man, and he's going to do everything in his power. You ever heard of the wrestler one-man gang?
Yeah.
He's going to try to be the one-man gang. I feel that in my spirit. I just feel like that's what he's going to do. That's why, as a matter of fact, I'm about to start making. I can't make my prop bets yet. I got to wait until like a little bit, couple more days, right?
You want to put that anytime touchdown?
I might get him for two. I might get him for the first. Because I'm going to put that $2 right there that I'm going to put on this bet. It's gonna make me about what, $5?
It might make you six. Who knows?
I'm telling you, that's what I'm gonna do.
I just feel like
that might be a $3 bet. But I feel like this is gonna be a statement game for him, and I feel like his teammates are gonna rally around him for that. So that's why I'm bullish on this game, because I know how much emotion plays into situations like this.
I'm sure it does. Look, I think he'll play well, and I would bet him to score too. The team itself, I just have a lot of questions, and what I thought in the beginning of the year, they're not that much different. They might be a little bit worse, but I do think the NFC is better than we imagined. I mean, there's teams that I didn't think were going to be contenders. I mean, the Vikings, I didn't peg as a playoff team. They're undefeated. Right now, obviously, you got to put them in your playoff mix. So I'm looking at the NFC. I'm looking at the division with the Commanders. I'm looking at the up-and-down Eagles, and I'm like, I don't think we're watching a playoff team. 215-592-9494. Plus, it feels like a small thing, but it's a big thing. The head coach doesn't feel like he's on sturdy ground. Again, week to week, I don't know what I'm getting out of him. I don't know what I'm getting out of the quarterback.
I believe crazy like a fox. That's the mantra that I'm going with.
I'll just use the first word there. Let's go to Dustin.
Crazy like a fox.
Crazy. Dustin in the Northeast. What's up, Dustin?
Joey G. How are you, folks?
Hey, Dustin. What's up,
Dustin?
Honey?
Dude, before you let me get off, I got to make a point about the Phillies, but I got to talk about the Eagles first. Yo, Hawk, did you give Jaws a couple extra strength?
Dustin, I believe, listen to what I'm saying, man. I know what I'm saying to you might sound a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It might, because you're looking at it from the same eyes that I'm looking at. But, Dustin, trust me on this, man. I've been in situations like this, bro, and I'm going off of what I think could potentially happen. Now, if you feel the way that you feel, I can't argue that, because you seem like a practical man to me, and you seem like somebody who's grounded in reality. So I understand what I'm saying to you might sound a little far-fetched, and this is emotional for me, but I just feel in my spirit that that's going to happen. And if I want to go back in the archives, Dustin, there's been a couple times that you've called me crazy before, and I've kind of hit on those, though, just to give you a reference point.
Wow, so we at by 10:30 we got I told you so Douglas here too.
No, that's not many different views. That's not what I'm doing.
Wow.
I'm just trying to make you feel better about what I'm saying. That's all.
Before you challenge me, don't forget that time I was right. Go ahead, Dustin.
Well, let me rally off a couple points to you real quick that has me really concerned about this team. First of all, dominant defense in 2 years. Your defensive line can't get any pressure. I don't know if Josh Sweat is still playing in the NFL right now. I haven't seen him in a couple weeks. He turned in that is so soft. He's a perfect fit for Nick Spears. And I call him Nick Spears because he went through a midlife crisis like Britney Spears. I'm wondering what the hell he's going to look like coming out this week, dude. And that's not what I should be wondering. Why I brought in a quote-unquote a better offensive coordinator. We're not running his offense. We don't see them on their center. You have arguably one of the best players in the league. And I know it was a couple weeks ago, and yeah, they started giving him ball a little more. You went a quarter against the New Orleans Saints, and you did not give that man the ball.
Yeah.
That is still a thorn in my side. And then I see the stupidity coming out of Nick Sirianni, and it's just building up on me.
Dustin, I get it.
Faith in him.
I get it, Dustin. But guess what? And I know it probably going to trigger you when I say it. Dustin, we won last week, and we won that game, that Saints game that you're talking about. I know, listen, I'm not a dummy. I know this Eagles team right now has given us nothing to be confident in. But we still got 12 games left. And when you look at the schedule, starting with the Giants, we're still in a pretty decent spot. Now, with all of that being said, we got the Jaguars coming up next week. With all that being said.
Bengals, then Jaguars.
I'm sorry. I got ahead of myself a little bit. But the point that I'm making is this. This team, just because it's bad right now, doesn't necessarily mean that this is going to be the same team we're going to see in 3 weeks. And that's what I'm holding on to, you know. And but hopefully it's – yeah, what, no, you got it. What you about to say?
But didn't we say that last year? When they were barely squeaking by?
Yeah.
We said it's the definition of insanity.
Yeah, it is.
It's the definition. We're expecting something better, and they're not that good.
Dustin, I'm glad you said it, because it feels like, we keep expecting it to change. It's been a year now, and Dustin, we appreciate, like, for a year, when they win, it's like, ugh, like, ugly, and then they lose sometimes poorly, right? Like the Tampa game, or last year when they got blown out a couple times. It feels like when they lose, they look like garbage, and when they win, they look like not as bad garbage, or they're okay, or decent. Like, I just want a game.
Wait a minute, what does not as bad garbage look like? What is that garbage that doesn't have, like, nasty stuff in it? Like,
it doesn't
like
smell that bad.
Coffee grounds or something?
Smell that bad. Okay, actually, I don't mind coffee grounds and garbage. I think it cuts the smell down.
Is that right? Yeah. I guess you're right, because of the strong coffee smell.
Like, I just want a game. You know what I would love Sunday?
What?
They go up there, they take the ball away from Daniel Jones twice, Saquon runs for $125, two touchdowns, and they win the game 30-13. Can I get that game? Can I get a 30-13 victory? And then we come in here and, you know what? That looked really good. That looked like a playoff team. Usually playoff teams beat people up. Now, there's a few teams each year that kind of are the last seed and they sneak in and they, you know, they're all right. But, like, really good playoff teams beat up bad teams. The Giants are a bad team. They're not making the playoffs this year. They might be a little bit better. And we heard from Ross and we heard from Seth Joyner the last couple days. The Giants might be a little bit better than they've been last year, at least, in some of the recent years. But they're not good. They're not a good team. This is a game the Eagles, if they're a playoff team, you know, like, there's one truth to Eagles football the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
When in doubt, they'll beat the Giants. They just do it all the time.
Yeah, but you don't even feel like that this time.
I know. That's why it feels a little bit shaky. And there's also this part. Let's listen to Marcus Spears here. We love playing Spears audio, because I always think he's
he was a Dallas Cowboy, by the way.
Was.
Marcus is my boy. I like him. But you got to take what Dallas Cowboys say with a grain of salt.
I do.
I mean, I'm just saying, dog.
That's
Marcus,
you know he's about to say something.
No, because I know he's about to say something slick.
Sometimes he's slick and right. Here's Marcus Spears on the Eagles' issues, including what they don't have right now.
Right now, I still don't think the Eagles have an identity.
I agree.
Which is what you're talking about. The fact that, like, we're looking for you to put together. I saw Detroit run it well and throw it well.
Do whatever they wanted.
Whatever they wanted. If it still feels like to me, Philly is in this fight or flight mode. And having AJ back is phenomenal, and it's going to help a lot of things offensively. I still believe they got to figure out how to become a more balanced offense.
Sure.
And more importantly, when you start thinking about who they're going to have to face in the NFC, right? If they're going to be a playoff team and have an opportunity to be there towards the end, you absolutely cannot be AJ dependent.
Hugh, you said he's a Cowboy, and he's got that Cowboy stink to him still, but is he wrong? There's no identity on this offense. What's their identity? Let's hope the other team runs into each other in New Orleans and we'll create. Doesn't it feel like they get nothing, 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 and then all of a sudden they get a big play? That's the offense right now. He's not wrong.
He's
right.
He made some valid points.
He did.
What
is the identity of the offense?
Huh?
What I'm asking you, what is the Eagles' identity on offense?
I feel like you're attacking me a little bit when you're asking me this question. There was something to what he said. There's some truth to that, because that's kind of how the game played out Sunday.
I mean, Kyle said this in the beginning.
Yeah.
You watch other teams in the NFL, they got an identity. I mean, the Lions smash mouth and go over the top with play action.
Okay. And not to help his argument out.
Go ahead.
Not the Detroit Lions were coming off of a bye, the same as us, and they looked like a well-oiled machine.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. You know what I'm going to go do? I'm going to look at the points scored for the teams off the bye last
week. You don't
have
to do that.
No, I think we do.
You ain't got to do it.
You
listen. You ain't got to do that. I know.
Let's take a look at that.
But and we look like we're still
So the Eagles scored 20 off a bye, right? Who did we have? Chargers off a bye. They scored 23, so that was better. The Lions off a bye scored 47. I think there was one more team off a bye. I'm going to look that up as we talk to Mike in Norristown. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what do you say?
What do you say, Mike?
I think they're a playoff team, but that bum Sirianni got to go. I'm so fed up with this dude.
You're not the only one, Mike. So you still think they're a playoff team, even though he's still here? I mean, he's probably not going anywhere. At least not now.
I think they're going to keep him for the rest of the year, unfortunately. I hope that they would. After last week when he was arguing with the fans, I'm like, this guy's a cheerleader. He's not a coach. It just seems like him and Jalen Hurts ain't on the same page. There's some kind of rift there. I want him gone, man. But I do think they are a playoff team. I think they're going to go on a tear and actually win. And I think they're not going to lose until they play at Washington. I think they're going to win like 8-9 games.
This team?
In a row. Yes.
You know, I would like that
really
a lot.
They have to go to Cincinnati next week and
Cincinnati.
Play Joe Burrow.
They struggling.
Cincinnati, they're not that good. The Giants almost beat them. I mean, and we're going to blow out the Giants. Saquon's going to have a day. He's going to have like 20, 25 carries. Buck 25, two touchdowns.
Well, Mike, I hope you're right. I haven't seen them blow anybody out in a year. It's just, and Mike, we appreciate it. It's hard for me to sit here on a Thursday and say they're going to blow anybody out.
Are we sure about all that?
No, I'm not.
We're going to blow the Giants out? What are we talking about? We couldn't blow the freaking Browns out.
At home off a bye.
What are we doing?
So four teams had a bye in week five. The other three teams averaged 29 points in their games. We got 20 against the Browns.
Your rebuttal
to that.
No, see, listen. Everybody's still stuck on the fact that it's the Cleveland Browns.
Yes!
And everybody and their mother that has ever played in the NFL has told you it's hard to win games in the NFL.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there you go. That excuse. It's not an excuse. It's the truth. I know some teams are stronger than others. But there's a lot of talent on that Browns team. Is that a lie? Going into the game against the Browns last week, we were worried about Jerry Jeudy and Amari Cooper going up against Cooper DeJean.
Sure.
That was a legit worry.
But they have the worst quarterback in the sport
right
now.
Yeah, they do. But he did go, 12 for 13? He did have a moment.
You're trying to make me feel better
I'm just trying to tear
him up in the fourth quarter?
No, what I'm doing is trying to tell you, he had a spurt in that game where he looked like he could play a little bit. He looked like he could play a little bit.
Or he was playing us.
Yeah. And I feel this is what I feel needs to happen with the Eagles. There needs to be a come to Jesus. Like a for real. Like what I suggested last year should have happened. Everybody should have went in there and just start slapping people across the lips and being totally honest about how they feel.
Maybe people are afraid to do it because you got the head coach shaving his head and yelling at the crowd.
Defensively, I used to like Coach Fangio. I used to like him a lot. I thought he was in the mold of a Jim Johnson.
Are you out on Vic?
I don't like Coach Fangio, and I don't like what I feel, and this is my feeling. I don't know. I don't have anything to back this up with. I don't like how it feels how he's doing Bryce Huff. I don't like that. I don't like it at all. Because that's selfish, and it's undermining what the ultimate goal is for this team. Bryce Huff, and I'm going to say it until the last time I crack this mic, Bryce Huff is a hell of a pass rusher. He's a hell of a pass rusher. I've seen it. I know what I'm looking at. I played the position. For whatever reason, he is not doing anything to help that young man get back on the right track. And that's starting to irritate me to the point where I'm saying exactly what I'm saying. I don't like Coach Fangio, and I don't like how he is trying to fit a round peg in a square hole for whatever reason. This not your job to make somebody do. Like, your job is to get the most out of this young man and put him in position to be successful. And for whatever reason, you're not doing that, Coach Fangio. I don't give a damn who you used to coach. You're coaching him. And you need to do everything within your old-ass power as an old-ass grown-ass man that has been playing in the NFL or been coaching in the NFL for as long as you have to help that young man be successful on a team that has no pass rushers or no pass rush presence. That's your fault. And I don't give a damn what nobody say. That's his fault. Because this is his job to get those players and put them in the right position to be successful. And it's starting to piss me off. It really, really is. Because this young man is taking a lot of heat. I know what he's going through, Joe, because I've been through the same thing. He's starting to doubt his ability. And he's trying to do whatever he possibly can to find joy going into that building every day, hearing everything. And unfortunate for him, he's living in an era where he has to hear it every day. People talking about him trash. Even I was, you know, I put a post up talking about how he was missing, coming up missing. But, dude, you got to do a better job putting him in position to be successful, man. You do. Bottom line, it's time. Because, damn it, we're still trying to make it to Detroit. I mean, Detroit. We're still trying to make it to Louisiana.
Well, we may have to go to Detroit to get to Louisiana.
Yeah, basically.
So, you know, I just got a vision of? I just got, like, this vision in my head of, on the Odyssey app, some of those Dolphins players from last year sharing that clip that you just had. You see what Douglas said up in Philadelphia? See, that's what we were saying last year.
Because it's one of those things.
It does make me circle back to that. Because remember the Dolphins players, they did not have a lot of love for Vic when he came here. And we were like, what is that about?
I thought that they were being snowflakes. Because there's a lot of snowflakes when it comes to NFL. You know, we had examples last year when the Commodores had
Bienemy
there. And he was, you know, they called the league offices on him. This game, and I'm going to say it. It feels like this game has passed Vic Fangio by. Because if you can't get the most out of a young man, and listen, think about this for a minute. The New York Jets are considered one of the worst organizations in the NFL. From some of the moves they've made in the past, this Hassan Reddick thing that's happening right now.
It's kind of 50 years of evidence on that.
The fact that Aaron Rodgers threw his receiver under the bus and then went out the next day and got Devontae Adams.
Yep.
He was able to get 10 sacks up the street. He come here and he got a half a sack. In limited time, think about that for a minute. Now, all of a sudden, he can't rush the passer? Why not? Why can't he rush the passer? 10 sacks. You just don't wake up in the morning to get 10 sacks, Joe. It's hard to do.
I never have.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to do. And we can't get that out of him here? Oh, in Philadelphia?
A place where pass rushers always succeed?
Always. Like, the most successful is it's the New York Sack Exchange. And I forgot, they had another pat when Parcells got there after I left. They had Brandon, was it John Abraham?
John Abraham.
And Ellis. I think his name was Ellis. Greg Ellis. They have some decent pass rushers, but not like they have in Philly.
Well, I mean, this has been a place where edge rushers have succeeded for a long, long time, including you. 215-592-9494. Do you still believe the Eagles are a playoff team? Do you believe the team we're watching is a playoff team? Hugh still does. I don't. They're mediocre offensively. They're below average defensively. Their quarterback's playing middle-of-the-road football. Their coach is, I mean, I don't know what to say about him, but he's not steady. He's not a steady hand on the sideline, that's for sure. On the other side, your phone calls. Rhea will get in here at 11, and I'll give you my playoff picture. Why I have the Eagles on the outside looking in. I'm not going to give you the standings right now. I'm going to project it. Like, how I think this plays out, the seven teams that will make the playoffs in the NFC. That's next. Your phone calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Oh, I love the music, and I'd love it even more if I had the Eagles in my current playoff field, but I don't. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. So, hey, listen, we're discussing whether or not the Eagles are actually a playoff team. You still believe it. And part of my reasoning that I don't believe it is not just they're not playing very well, and they look very mediocre, offense, defense. Is I think the NFC, the floor of the NFC is raised. It's better than it has been in recent years. There's more young quarterbacks making these teams better. The NFC North is the best division in all the NFL. They got four teams that could make the playoffs. Here is how I view the picture. Here, if I'm projecting forward, here's where I think the NFC is going to end. Number one, Detroit Lions. I think they're going to have the number one seed, win the NFC North. Number two, 49ers. Three, I have the Commanders winning the division right now, and I have them at the three seed in the NFC. Four, the Atlanta Falcons in the NFC South.
That's a good one.
And my wild cards, as of right now, number five, Minnesota Vikings. I don't think they're going to sustain this, but they're 5-0. I mean, if you go 5-0, you're probably going to make the playoffs. I know Kyle kissed the baby on them a few weeks ago, but they're probably going to make the playoffs. Six, the Green Bay Packers. who have really found their stride. And seven, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I debated Bucs or Bears for seven. It's really hard for four teams in the same division to make the playoffs because they play each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a problem if it's the Bucs, because if the Eagles are fighting for that last spot, we lost the tiebreaker. They beat us. So I think that last spot is probably 9-8. Could the Eagles get to 9-8? Yeah, they probably could, but we might not have the tiebreaker.
It's the year. And the one that you look at that's like, damn, we look at that division, the North and the South. Like, you got right now, you got teams
six
with four
good
wins.
Teams. Yeah,
yeah. I look at it like this, Joe. I'm going to keep it simple. Win the division. You got to win the division.
To your point on that, they may have to win the division
to make the
playoffs.
Win the division, because when you talk about, hell, the Bears are 4-2, you got three teams in the North that have four wins.
And one that has five.
Yeah, yeah. So keep it simple. Win the division. Commodores look like they're the class of the division right now. They're playing extremely well. That defense is hunting. They're playing with a lot of emotion, a lot of swagger. You got to win the division. And that's the way that I would look at that, and then let everything else play out the way that it is played. Yeah, tiebreakers, you're not in a good spot. San Fran is leaking oil a little bit.
But they're probably going to win their division.
They might, but they're not going to be I look at them and I'm like, they're not going to be as formidable.
I agree. I don't
as
think
they
they're
once 12, were.
I think they're more of a 10 or 11
so,
win team. Yeah.
So if we win our division, now you're playing the matchup game or whatever. You might not see the 49ers in the first round. So they might get knocked out. You know, since they kind of little brothered us a couple years ago.
Yeah, so I'd rather not see them.
Yeah, I'd rather not see them.
We can avoid that.
But I think as the season progresses, that this team is going to get stronger. That's my hope. That's normally how it works in NFL.
It's well for good teams and well coached teams.
Yeah,
it does.
That's how it normally works in NFL.
We have that 2-1.
So hopefully that's the case. No, that's what I was about to say. Hopefully that's the case.
Well, I hope you're right. I'm very skeptical. We're watching a playoff team right now here in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. Eric in Fox Chase. Hey, Eric.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Eric?
I don't know, man. I agree with Joe on the one hand, but I agree with Hugh on the other hand. So
that's why we're here for you, dog. We are going to put you on the couch.
Nope, not allowed.
And we're going to help you get through this tough time that we're dealing with.
Here, like Kyle said, you know, I'm sitting watching Detroit go up and down the field, you know, at will on teams, and I'm saying to myself, we have just as talented as players as they do, right?
We
have
AJ
Brown and Devontae Smith and Barkley, and what's the common denominator here? What's going on? As this thing progresses, I'm looking at it like it's Nick Sirianni or maybe it's Jalen Hurts.
Eric, to your point, I think those are the two parts that's where we could find the difference. Because right? I think you're right. Weapons-wise, we shouldn't be that much different than
par.
Detroit.
Yeah.
I think Detroit's got great weapons, but so do the Eagles, right? They should be at least on par, and they're not even close. So it comes down to, why is Goff playing so much better than Hurts? Is he just that much better, or is he and the coaching? Like, Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell, because he's an offensive guy, but, you know, Johnson is the play caller. Are they just that much better than Sirianni and Moore?
Dan Campbell is, he's not even a question. He makes Nick Sirianni look like
I agree.
Six-year-old.
He's
coach.
A better coach, I know.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even close. And, you're talking about young quarterbacks in the NFL. Jalen Hurts is 26 years old. I mean, isn't it time for this guy to make his mark? I mean, I'm not willing to give this guy too many more years here. I mean, you know, the offense we need to be putting up points. The only game that it looked somewhat good was Green Bay. We moved the ball, we scored points, but he turned the ball over. I mean, our identity right now needs to be Saquon Barkley. And we need to run the ball up and down the field and, you know, try to, you know, play steady defense and not turn the ball over. That's what we have to do till we get on track.
They have to. Yeah, and Eric, it reminds me a little bit, and Eric, we appreciate the phone call. You go back to 2019, the Eagles were very up and down. They ended up making the playoffs barely in the last game, last day. You know, they beat the Cowboys, I think it was week 16 here, to make the playoffs and win the division. But the offense was up and down, and they drafted a quarterback in the second round the next year, even though they had paid the guy that took them to the playoffs. Like, that's it's all part of this thing that they have to be a better. It really doesn't all come back down to the offense.
And yes,
they have to,
because they're the catalyst. They're the money makers.
And that's
on this
what you
team.
Said all summer. That's where the money
saying,
is.
Yeah, the money, the funds, the resources are allocated to the offensive side of the ball, and in order for us to be successful, the offense has to be much better.
They're 18th in points per game.
Yes, I mean, it has to. They have to be better.
What's the bare minimum that we should accept and Jeff Lurie would accept? 10th? Like be a top 10 offense?
Well, we said that all summer. Well, we were thinking top five.
We were thinking top five.
Top five.
So if we lower the bar now, how low will you go?
Nah, dude, you got to be at least, I would say, top six.
They're 18th.
Yeah, you better jump. You better do some you better do some calisthenics and get your ass in gear.
We got to start scoring points.
Hey, listen, you got too many weapons, man, for this. What did Lane say, this offense to be this constipated?
And I don't want to hear the stuff about injuries. Every team has injuries. Yeah. I mean, they have their quarterback. Every team has injuries.
You need to have a better game plan. I got one of the absolute strongest receivers. Hell, A.J. Sobeil, you look like a linebacker at times. You seen some of the pitches that he's in? He looks like a linebacker.
He does. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Eagles are a playoff team? Are we watching a playoff team? They're 3-2, but I don't think this looks like a playoff team right now. Kyle agrees. Hugh still believes this will turn. It is a playoff team. Where do you come down? Your calls. We'll get to some stuff being said about the offense. What's going on with the offense? And Rhea Hughes joins us in studio next, right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel here from Valley Forge Casino. You know what? We'll get to them coming up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.